This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop.
Hey, President's leadership. We will bring the Obamacare nightmare to an end once and for all and give the American people the choices in health care built on the principles of individual responsibility, state-based reform. That's the American way to reform health care, and that's what we'll drive and do. And after we repeal and replace Obamacare, under President Trump's leadership and with the strong support of the leaders in Congress, we're going to pass the largest tax cut since the days of Ronald Reagan, and we're going to do it this year. The truth is, America's tax code is one of the biggest barriers to success for working families and job creators like all of you that are gathered here. You know, I like that line that says, you know, the Internal Revenue Code is twice as long as the Bible, with none of the good news. Well, that's about to change. A little over a month ago, this administration laid out the president's vision for a tax cut plan that'll get this economy moving again. We'll cut taxes across the board for working families, small businesses, and family farms. We'll simplify the tax code by cutting seven brackets down to three, 10, 25, and 35%. We'll eliminate the alternative minimum tax, end almost every deduction, and under President Donald Trump, we will repeal the death tax once and for all.
Well, Vice President Michael Pence, we're going to pass the largest tax cut since Reagan, and we'll do it this year. You know, to Liz Peek's point that she made in our earlier conversation, I think absolutely key. I think it would make an outstanding statement, not only for those on the Beltway, for those on Main Street, and the traditional guard of the Republican Party, that no August break. Their hands are full, all decks on, all hands on deck, I should say, to be here to address these issues. There's been enough obstruction. Maybe, Scott, just maybe, because of the results of the elections last night, the fact that the GOP is 5-0 in these special elections, there's no referendum. If anything, this is a reinforcement and a reconfirmation of the November election results. You know, the people are speaking time and time again. They want Trump. They want the GOP policies, or I should say the Trump policies, because, for many years, as Liz has been on, and she had said back then, the Republicans' response about, let's get rid of Obama, we hate Obama, or whatever, the hate Obama line, and much the same that the anti-Trumpers are doing on the Democratic side. So that's not, it's not a platform, it's not a strategy, it doesn't win, and it wasn't, and she's exactly right. It wasn't the Republican Party that came up with this. It was Donald Trump, and the Republicans have been a little slow, to come alongside and support this president to really make some things happen that I think will pay incredible dividends. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be a great thing. Mm-hmm. And again, it's going to be really hard to say, well, we're not that guy if that guy has the results that have helped me.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, right on down the line. I mean, they've been frustrated. I say they, we the people have been frustrated because meanwhile, hey, they're getting their exemption on Obamacare. They're not feeling the pain of Obamacare. They got exempted, right? This is why when the Freedom Caucus said, look it, we're going to be subject to the very same legislation that we passed for We the People. What a novel concept. We'll see if the Senate has the wherewithal and the intestinal fortitude to follow their lead. So we want to keep them in D.C. on the Beltway in August, where we need them to do the people's work. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Speaking of all hands on deck, this is the requirement if we're going to get this country back on track. Needle's been moved a little bit. In the previous administration, we're looking at 7 out of 10. Today, maybe 6 out of 10 say the country's on the wrong track. That barely moves the needle. We've got to make some things happen. And, for all the money that we're investing in this country, last time I looked, we're still $20 trillion and counting in debt. And getting this country back on track means we're going to get more people back to work, start creating those net bread-winning jobs that Dave Stockton was talking about, right? I'm Bill Martinez, just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. Jeff Steyer is with us, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C., heads its Risk Analysis Division. Jeff, how you doing? Good to be talking to you again.
Great to be back with you, Bill, and thanks for talking about the topics you discussed.
Well, let me tell you, I think our audience this is one that has been off the radar here, and I appreciate you bringing it to the forefront here, and that is that we need to stop funding the World Health Organization until it cleans up its act. Break it down for us, if you would.
Well, Bill, this is something that I have been interested in for some time as I run the Risk Analysis Division dealing with public health policy. And, I come at this from a public health standpoint. When we hear public health, we often roll our eyes because public health, capital P, capital H, has been dominated, overtaken by left-wing ideologues rather than being driven by public health. So I am always tuned into that. But things have gotten progressively, if I could use the word progressive, progressively worse with the World Health Organization. And I wrote that up in a piece about a week and a half ago for a National Review. Mm-hmm. And that is that the Associated Press reported that the WHO is now spending more on travel expenses, including first-class airfare, five-star hotels and parties, than they are on AIDS, Ebola, and tuberculosis combined.
Wow.
Combined. And then yes. The Associated Press, part of the mainstream media, has even had enough, and they've done a couple of exposés on this problem, and it's not a new problem. It was reported on a couple of years ago, and the WHO held meetings about, they probably traveled first class to meetings to discuss their abuses of travel money, and it's only gotten worse since then. The U.S. is the largest funder of the World Health Organization. The resources that we send go around the world to help people. I think we should be helping people, not only because pandemics can spread and affect us here, but we have an obligation to the world.
Exactly.
But I think part of our obligation is, and this is what you will not hear in the mainstream media, our obligation is, as a donor, as the leading donor with the most influence, is to make sure those dollars are spent appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so there is some fiduciary responsibility back to we the people. It's our tax money that's being spent like this. And, you know, here it is. I mean, this is really disgusting, Jeff, that people at an international level, the World Health Organization, would be so, I don't know. I mean, this is beyond inconsiderate.
But it gets worse. It gets worse. So you're right about the fiduciary obligation, and we have to make sure our tax dollars are spent wisely. But it's more than that. As a donor, we have an ethical obligation as the largest and most powerful donor to make sure that the money isn't squandered, not as a fiduciary to the taxpayer only, but I would argue more importantly, and I think this will have a broader political appeal, we have an obligation to those who we're supporting with that money.
Right.
To make sure that it's not squandered by the bureaucrats.
Yeah,
I mean, no accountability.
Yeah, here they are, the people that are suffering that need the money. I mean, it's just like, you know, with the Clinton Foundation and all the money that was directed supposedly to Haiti, and the Haitians are going, hey, show us the money. You collected money in our name, and we're not seeing anything here.
Yeah, so I started, pounding the drums about this about a year ago, and there was people were saying, well, there's going to be an election for a new director general of the WHO. So they're going to come under new leadership after 10 years of Margaret Chan. So, there were people were saying, well, just be patient. There was an election and all the members, I think there were 180 member states, by the way, even though they don't all fund it to the degree, well, none of them fund it to the degree U.S. taxpayers do. Some of them don't even fund it. They're just recipients. They all had a vote. Equal vote. And instead of voting in a, I would say, moderate, responsible bureaucrat with UN credentials, in the third round of voting, third and final round of voting, which was held, of course, behind closed doors in secret, nobody knows who voted for whom, but in the third round, an Ethiopian member of the Politburo. Now, if you recall, Ethiopia is a repressive regime that's operating under emergency rule, like martial law, for unending period of time. It's just a very repressive, dangerous regime. They didn't elect. It's not that the WHO elected an Ethiopian, which I'm sure they're qualified Ethiopians. He was the foreign minister of Ethiopia, and he is part of the Politburo of the Marxist-based regime that is running the country under martial law in a repressive way. The WHO member states elected him after all of these scandals. So he's the one that's going to clean up the act. And when the Associated Press challenged him after the election, they asked him after the election, are you going to clean up the travel scandal? He said, well, we're going to continue to fund travel as long as it's justified. And they said, aren't you worried about, Trump is going to take away money to international organizations? And he said, well, I have a lot of experience working with Democrats and Republicans. The only Democrats I know he's worked with are the People's Democratic Front of Ethiopia.
Right, exactly. Unbelievable. And speaking of the travel, I mean, AP was able to get, some insight into the WHO finance chief, Nick Jeffries. As you write here, Jeff, that WHO employees, he says, can sometimes manipulate a little bit their travel. So, I mean, this is a systemic cultural issue there at the WHO, that they're very casual about these funds. And, it's like, it's okay. It just comes with the territory. We can skim a little bit in the top.
And Jeffries is the guy who's supposed to be accountable. He's the one who's watching the money.
Yeah.
He's the one who isn't accountable. He's the one. He's the bean counter that's supposed to at least stop the abuses. So it is cultural. But even the bean counter conceded that he doesn't know.
Wow.
And we're going to keep funding them? And you're going to hear howls from the left, Bill. You're going to hear howls. Trump is going to take away money to kill poor people. And the pandemic is going to spread to the U.S. No, the pandemics are going to spread to the U.S. More poor people will die if we don't.
Yeah, without a doubt. Jeff Steyer, good stuff here. Keep us informed and keep us up to date. We're going to continue to hold them accountable, come alongside with you on this this very important and significant issue. It's the people's money. And we need to keep our eyes on it to make sure that it is spent in the way that, you know, for the right reasons and with good financial and appropriate stewardship. Jeff Steyer, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in D.C., heads its risk analysis division. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lodinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bill Martinez live.
Little surfer, little world.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And we've got a great, fun guest with us, an award-winning chef. How would you like to cook like an award-winning chef, huh? Well, Seamus Mullen is with us, and we're going to break it on down here because you don't have to be a chef to cook like one with fresh, high-quality ingredients and help from an award-winning pro. You can create restaurant-quality meals at home any night of the week, and then they'll wonder what you've been up to during your spare time. And you're going to say, well, Seamus has given me all the good ideas and the inside know, okay? If there's one person who knows his ingredients, we're talking about acclaimed chef, restaurateur, and cookbook author Seamus Mullen, who's known for only using the best ingredients to develop his James Beard award-winning restaurant menus. Seamus Mullen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, Chef?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Anytime we can talk about food, it's a good break from all the other things that are happening around this world, and there's nothing like a good food, good company, and good conversation, right?
Absolutely. I can't agree with you more.
Okay, let's talk about some of your top tips and recipes that are going to turn our home chefs into cooking pros. Is that possible?
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to cooking and making restaurant-quality dishes at home, you can just follow the same simple rules that I do at the restaurant, which is start with really, really good quality ingredients. If you've got some really good ingredients to start out with, that's the first important step. And I always say you can't make good food from bad ingredients, so you got to start with good stuff. And you know, that's really more, nowhere is that more important than when we're talking about protein. So when we're talking about your chicken or your fish or your pork, you always want to start with the best stuff. And pork is one of my favorite things to cook with.
Mm-hmm. Well, in selecting the best ingredients, you know, for your dish, you've planned this meal and now you're going out to get the best ingredients you can get your hands on. What do you suggest here?
Well, you know, you really should get to know the product as best as you can. And when we're talking about pork, it's important to remember that not all pork is created equal. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff out there on the market, and we often, you know, we have a tendency just to gravitate towards the cheapest product we can, and we think that that's going to be the best value. And in fact, it's not always the case. When we're talking about something like pork, I always go to Smithfield Prime Fresh Pork because it's all natural, it's hand-trimmed, has superior quality color and marbling, and it's 20% more tender than other leading brands. So it's really a flavorful, juicy, tender, colorful pork.
You know, Chef, I got to tell you, one of the things I enjoy about being around chefs is they always got some neat recipes in their left pocket. And I'm sure you're no different. So what kind of recipes do you got to share with us today?
You know, I've got a ton of different recipes, and today I prepared a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a great spice-crusted pork tenderloin, and that's being served with some spaghetti squash and raisins and pine nuts, a lot of flavor in there. I'm also doing a maple mustard roasted pork chop with braised mushrooms. I love to use all the different cuts of the pork, and I really love to just accentuate the ingredients and the product itself. So I don't do a whole lot of, a whole lot of fireworks. I want to keep it really, really simple and clean. And then this is one of my favorites because we're getting into grilling season.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some grilled pork steaks and summer greens with a little tomato and olive relish. So it's got a really nice Mediterranean feel to it. It's really simple to make, and it's certain to impress your guests.
Well, exactly. And speaking of grilling season, I mean, this is the thing that's so neat about the different seasons that we go in. You know, we're going into summer, so, yes, that's, opens up the palate for, you know, the summer taste buds and everything that we can expect. And of course, that will lead into to fall and the holiday season. So, this is something that helps with, you know, with planning and creativity, right?
Totally, yeah. I mean, summer is really one of my favorite times to cook. Here in New York, I'm based in New York City, and we have a great farmer's market right in town where we get all the farmers from just outside the city that come in and bring all their produce into the city. And that's really, you know, that's where I find so much of my inspiration for my dishes at the restaurant. Even when I'm cooking at home, like, I'll just go through the market, see what's in season, I'll get to know the different farmers, talk to them a little bit, and see what they have either coming in right now or what's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. Because the great thing about the growing season is that that it's always changing. So, you know, you might have string beans in 1 week or 2 weeks, and then you've got tomatoes that start to come in, and summer squash, and all this other great stuff. And it really gives you an opportunity to play around with the ingredients and really kind of highlight and accentuate those ingredients. So I'll often start with, like, if I've got a pork chop and I know that I really, I've got that and I know I want to cook that pork chop, I want to grill it, then I'll go to the farmer's market and see what's available. And if there's some peppers there, then that might take me in one direction. Or if there's eggplant, that might take me in another direction.
Exactly. Wow, very cool. Now, I'm going to be in New York in a couple of weeks. I'm going to have to look you up. I'm going to stop in and check it out here, you know, so get ready.
Yeah, come and visit me.
Okay.
You know, one of my favorite tips that just to keep things really bright and fresh that I always tell folks when they're cooking at home, mm-hmm. is try using some fresh herbs.
Yeah.
If you take some fresh herbs and just fold those into your vegetable garnish that's going along with your or your side that you're doing along with your protein, it really goes a long way to brightening up a dish and making it really taste just amazing.
Well, Seamus, how did you get into this? How did you find out that this was something for you and a chef? It was going to be a chef's life for you.
You know, I was lucky. I grew up on a farm, so I've been around good produce all my life. And then when I was getting older and, you know, going to high school, my summer jobs were always working in restaurants and cooking, and I cooked my way through college. And after that, I realized that I didn't have a whole lot of other professional skills, but I knew how to cook. So that's when I kind of settled down and decided to do it, and I've been doing it for 20-some-odd years now.
Wow, excellent. Well, great, great story. Now, speaking of these new dishes, you know, for your restaurant, what inspires you? You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, maybe you start with the main ingredient, you go down to the farmer's market, and you're seeing what's available. What other things inspire you for your menu?
You know, probably one of the two most important kind of sources of inspiration for me when it comes to creating new dishes are, one, as I mentioned before, ingredients, mm-hmm. and really finding, you know, the best quality ingredients I can, and just figuring out how I can accentuate those ingredients and highlight them. And the other is travel. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to be jumping on a plane and traveling around the world to taste something new. It can also mean just traveling through a cookbook, like reading, flipping through a cookbook and getting to know new flavors, new culinary ideas, and figuring out ways that I can incorporate that back into how I cook.
Well, what's next in the culinary world? You know, let's give look a little forecast here over some of the, you know, the cooking recipes and everything. What are you seeing?
I think that we're going to see more and more people really focused on ingredient-based cooking, less about the fireworks, less about the showiness and all of the fanfare of cooking. It's going to be really about home cooking. And we see a lot more of that in restaurants, too, where more and more restaurants are gravitating towards family-style meals, towards sharing dishes, and not about the plated entree. I think that's going to continue as a trend.
And it's still about, you know, putting together a good product on the table. It just tastes good, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously when you go out to a restaurant, you go because you're interested in knowing what the chef can do. But ultimately, you're really going to the restaurant because you want to have a great meal.
Exactly. Well, where can our good folks go for more information and get their hands on some of these great recipes?
Sure. Yeah. Well, if you want to get some of this incredible pork, you can just go to your local grocery store and ask for Smithfield Prime Fresh Pork. Mm-hmm. And for a full lineup of all the other Prime Chef partners and all of my recipes, you can go to smithfield.com/Prime Chef.
Well, Chef Seamus Mullen, the owner and head chef of Tortula and El Comado in New York City. He is a 3-times James Beard Foundation Best Chef, New York City's nominee. Was a finalist on Food Network's The Next Iron Chef and James Beard Foundation Best New Restaurant finalist for Tortula. For Tortulia, right? Tortulia. Am I saying that right?
Tortulia, you got it.
Yeah, Tortulia. Right. Okay, Seamus Mullen, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now that you've made us all hungry, guess where we're going?
You better go and get something to eat.
You got it. With some fresh ingredients, let me tell you.
Yeah,
thank you, Seamus. Appreciate it.
Thanks
care.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
You got it. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we've got the good stuff for you every day here, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, I don't know about you, but if you're excited about the new tech trends every year, well, then you got to listen up because Michael Biltz is with us. He's the managing director with Accenture Technology Vision, and we're going to talk about the new tech trends for 2017, according to the latest Global Technology Trends report from Accenture. It's an exciting, unprecedented time in technology that's bringing about the biggest change since the dawn of the information age. Think about it. For the first time, people are no longer adapting to technology, but rather, people now have the power to shape technology so it adapts to us. What a novel concept. Michael Biltz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. We love talking tech here. And so this is a great spot, and we have a great audience that takes notes. They pay attention, and they're excited to hear what you're going to be sharing with us. So tell us more about the theme technology for people and what it means.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you nailed it on the head, is that what we're seeing is a shift where technology is focusing significantly on people, what their goals are, and customizing itself in order to help enable and empower people to do new and different things.
You know, and whether you're talking about, you know, analytics, you know, or artificial intelligence or all of the other buzzwords, you know, what it's really resulting in is technology that's easier to use, that's empowering people to do more things, you know, and things, frankly, that they've never been able to do before.
Well, I gotta imagine for the tech industry, I mean, it's one thing to come up with an idea, but to see it breathe and develop in the marketplace, that's gotta be real exciting for these innovators, isn't it?
I think it is, and what's crazy is that it happens so fast now. You know, so let me give you an example of something fun, is that there's a Stanford student who has developed a artificial intelligence robo-lawyer. And so now we're not talking about a big company with a huge budget. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a college kid, you know, working in his dorm room who's created a artificial intelligent robo-lawyer that helps people contest their parking tickets.
Oh, wow.
And how cool is that? And so they've already got, you know, it's called Do Not Pay. It's in London, Seattle, and New York, and they already have 200,000 parking tickets that they've successfully tested.
With a robo-lawyer. Wow.
I'm
the robo-lawyer. I know what I'm doing. Get out of my way. I love
exactly.
it. Exactly. What a great concept.
But the neat thing about it, and I think the takeaway that I want people to realize, is that there've always been some people who are willing to go that extra mile to understand the legal system and the government in order to do things like contest it. But this is a simple interface. You type it in, it asks you in normal language questions, what happened, you know, what's going on, where you are, what the details are, and then it helps you navigate the loops for you. So you don't have to understand all of the details in the back end to be able to do what everybody should have been able to do in the first place, which is contest a ticket that you don't think you should have gotten.
What a great concept. We're talking new tech trends for 2017. Michael Biltz is with us, Managing Director for Accenture Technology Vision. I'm Bill Martinez, and the conversation now focuses on artificial intelligence, Michael. It's everywhere these days with things like Alexa, Amazon's Echo conversation-based assistant, and the Nest Learning Thermostat becoming part of people's everyday lives. So how do you see AI evolving as a user interface, and how can all businesses benefit from technology to better serve their customers?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that as a user interface, is that artificial intelligence is becoming the standard. Mm-hmm. We've spent long enough, you know, working with, you know, Spotify that, you know, has an artificial intelligence that plays the role of your DJ and serving up music, you know, Netflix, you know, curating what you're going to watch, you know, from a movie perspective, or even Amazon, mm-hmm. you know, being able to tell you based on your purchases, you know, what it thinks you want to buy next. So we've all been trained to think that smart applications and smart technology, that's the new normal.
Exactly.
And now that you see, you know, Amazon Alexa, you know, and Google now in your home talking to an AI, that's going to become very commonplace. And I think that people like it because it's easy.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we're making the move ourselves on Bill Martinez Live. Alexa's, you know, going to be adapting to Bill Martinez Live. And so you're going to be able to say, Alexa, play Bill Martinez Live. And you talk about on-demand demand. It is absolutely brilliant. So that's going to be affected here, you know, within the next several days.
No, and the crazy thing about it is it doesn't matter whether you're 8 or 80, it's easy.
Yes.
Is that you can go ahead and do that. And what businesses are going to start to realize is that the more that they can create their services, their products in order to mold behind these things that are going to be really easy to do, the more that they're going to get adapted, you know, the more they're going to get adopted.
Well, Michael, this is exciting stuff. So give us some examples of companies that have embraced the design for humans trend, and what's the business benefit for them, their employees, and consumers?
Yeah, now one of the fun things around this idea that you're specifically designing for people, you know, is that it changes the way you think about it. So there's a company called Betterment, and so Betterment is essentially a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. You know, but what they've realized is that, you know, you give everybody so many tools to buy and sell and trade stock, is that, well, they're not experts, so a lot of times they make poor choices. I mean, mm-hmm. think about it. You know, your stock starts to fall, you get scared, and so you sell. Mm-hmm. You watch a stock on TV that's suddenly shooting up, and you buy. Mm-hmm. You've now created a stock portfolio whose strategy is to sell low and buy high. And that is the worst possible thing you could do.
Right.
So what Betterment has realized is that they can actually design their interface in such a way that it discourages people from looking at these short-term blips in the marketplace when they do their investments, you know, and the result has been is that they get an annual return of an additional percent on all of their things, not by making different recommendations, simply by changing the interface in order for people to make, you know, off-the-cuff, you know, reactions.
Exactly. Well, there's lots of information here, and I know that people are going to want to, want more information. It's impossible for us to cover it all here, Michael Blitz. So where should the folks go for more information?
So just Google Accenture Technology Vision, or you can go to www.accenture.com, and that's accenture.com/technologyvision.
Well, Michael Blitz, where should businesses use this report, or how should businesses use this report?
Well, I mean, I think that we all realize that technology is changing the way that we work and live, you know, and this is the lens for people to get an idea, you know, of not just what's happening today, but what's coming down the road in 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so businesses should be using this, you know, as a preview to what are the important things that they're going to have to do in the next couple years and how to start preparing for it now.
Well, Michael, what about Accenture as a company and the history of Tech Vision? Break that down for our audience as well.
Yeah, so Accenture is the largest technology consulting company in the world. We've got 400,000 people over 120 different countries in basically every single industry. And it is our job, you know, from soup to nuts, from R&D to screwing in the tech, you know, to help companies to not only understand what's happening from a technology perspective, but actually to get it integrated and implemented into their company.
Exactly.
You know, and the technology vision is our roadmap that we use for our own internal investments, but it's also the starting point to talk to clients about where they should be going in the future.
Well, Michael Blitz, if the folks want to get ahead of the curve here a little bit, they need to get connected with your group, with Accenture, and certainly be up to speed on this new report, these tech trends for 2017. Really good stuff. So again, remind them how they can get connected.
Yep, just go to www.accenture.com/technologyvision.
Well, just like that, and great information. Michael, thank you so much. Michael Blitz, Managing Director for Accenture Technology Vision. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
This report is brought to you by Ortho. Honeybees and other pollinators are essential for maintaining a healthy ecosystem, allowing fruits and nuts such as apples and almonds to grow. While these crucial insects help provide us with some of our favorite foods, they often can't find enough food for themselves. The loss of natural habitats plays a large part in the declining population of pollinators. The week of June 19th is National Pollinator Week, and Ortho, along with its parent company, Scotts Miracle-Gro, wants everyone to know they can help by creating pollinator-friendly spaces around their home. Planting a pollinator garden is easy. Select plants with colorful blooming flowers that have continuous bloom cycle. When using pesticides, always follow the package instructions. Ortho's Pollinator Promise focuses on removing neonics from all their outdoor garden control products. Currently, Ortho offers consumers a variety of products that use alternative chemistries to control pests and disease that can harm the plants in your garden. For more information, visit ortho.com/pollinator.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, when things used to be so simple, Enrique, let me tell you, when you could just be on the boardwalk with the blanket with your baby, I mean, hey, it doesn't get much better than that. But those are from summer times past. You know, as we go into this summer with all this contention and everything that's building up. Ladies and gentlemen, Enrique joins us now for our weekly cooler talk time. These are the things that you're talking about around the cooler. And so we have Andrea Kay to make sure that we're talking about the right things and also that you know what you're talking about, that you're not one of those, you know, just those talking heads and you only have about as much depth as a bumper sticker. You know, if you're listening to this show, we want you to have some depth. Right, Andrea Kay?
That's right. We bring yes. the depth, baby.
Yes, exactly. So take notes, I'm telling you. AK is a conservative radio and TV host, so we welcome her here every week. All right, so all the excitement, we were told that Hassoff was going to... Hassoff, that was another headline, sorry, Freudian slip. That he was going to run away with this thing. The Dems put $30 million, this is the most expensive House seat in the history of our government, and he wasn't even close. And so much for the Dems saying this was going to be, you know, the defining moment. This was going to turn the tide. And once again, I guess maybe they're out in the woods with Hillary trying to say, what the heck happened?
Well, right. You know, the devil went down to Georgia, baby. And he got it handed to him. He lost the battle.
Yes,
the
he did.
The banjo down yeah. there handled him and his yeah. Ossoff. Sent him back to the district where he actually lives, because he don't even live in the district in which yeah. he was vying. Yeah, they didn't learn a thing, did they?
No, I mean, no.
From the general election, it was like November all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as Liz Peek said, you know, just hating Trump and being anti-Trump is not a policy. It is not a message. It is not a winning method. It didn't work for the Republicans for many years. And it took Donald Trump to, you know, lead the way and get the Republicans out of the woods. Because, you know, we remember not that long ago, it was so much about hating Obama. They couldn't even take a moment to think about, you know, what kind of proper policy should be there. So it took a multi-billionaire out of New York to, you know, lead the way and shine the
the light to, you know, to the promised land for the Republicans. But I'll tell you, they're still reluctant to get there for some reason. It's beyond me.
Well, yeah. And, you know, the lessons they should have learned from November was what you just said, that, you know, they ran a campaign of, first of all, they ran an unflattering candidate. Same thing here. This guy was not a charismatic, you know, winner of a candidate. The party that says that they're against outside influence and outside money sent a whole lot of outside influence and money down there with no real message. And on top of it, they really, I think the left really thought that they were going to continue this stupid Russian collusion, the, you know, evil Republican Party thing like you talked about to victory in Georgia, and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the things that I think it was a little bit closer up until the assassination attempt of the Republicans. You know, so much of the true hate and what's going on in the Democrat Party has been you know, brought to the fore. And, you know, unfortunately for this guy, whether or not this guy Ossoff is as much a hater as Nancy Pelosi and all the other Dems, I mean, he got painted with it a little bit in the end.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you say, handled her business. And she's, interestingly, you know, if it had been on the left, you'd be hearing left and right, AK, that, you know, here we got the first woman from Georgia going to D.C. You know, this is glass ceiling, you know, breaking kind of moments that's getting lost because it happens to come from the conservative side and not the liberal side. If it was on the liberal side, oh my goodness, she'd be on The View. Oprah, you know, Oprah would be loving all over her. She'd be giving cars away to everybody all over again. You know, it would be absolute pandemonium. But it's a conservative, and they, you know, like I said, they're lost in the woods here, looking for a message and looking for leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? People should be talking around the water coolers today about a glass ceiling being broken, but you're right, they're not going to be because it was a Republican. But although they may be, because, again, the hypocrisy and the double standards of the Democrat Party are on full display. Why didn't they, if they were going to carpetbag Georgia 6, why didn't they send a woman to go up against a woman? They sent some dopey documentary filmmaker dude, some 30-year-old, whose documentaries, by the way, involved paying people for human smuggling. I mean, they, you know, the problem with the Democrats is no matter where they go, there they are. They are who they are, and they need to get back to the drawing board, like you were talking about with the Republicans. That's what they needed to do, to get back on policy and on agenda, and have it actually be an agenda that works for the American people, and policies like Obamacare don't.
Well, you see, and this is what we need to be careful, and you just make an excellent point here, AK, and that is that, you know, this isn't a Democratic or Republican thing, okay? Though the Dems would like to make it that way, it's an us thing. It's a United States thing. We need Democrats coming in and helping to clean up the mess on aisle three that they've created for the last 8 years, and they need to be all hands on deck helping to carry the load, whether it has to do with tax reform or health care or immigration. Look, they're part of the solution, but right now, they want to be more part of the problem than problem solvers.
Well, because that's really what, you know, liberalism and the Democrat Party today is really not even, they're not liberals. They're not even Democrats. I mean, they're socialists. I mean, Obamacare was built on the foundation of Marxists. It was nothing but a forced income redistribution scheme based on a failed notion that centralized government control over our healthcare system would somehow work. It didn't. You know, but that's really what it's all about. It's about they actually, the left and Marxist and socialist figureism, they actually create problems that they know they have no intentions of solving just so that they can try to get more and more power. In the meantime, they blame the Republicans for it, and that doesn't work anymore.
Exactly.
It's
all upside down, AK. This is the thing that's crazy. It's like, I don't know if you saw this headline about the feminists planning a no bra day. And the purpose of the no bra day, I mean, are you ready for this? To instruct men not to sexualize women.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I'm not sure how you twist that into a purpose. Look at, note to women, all right? Obviously, you don't understand, guys. We're visual people. You put a woman there without a bra, we see things. And right. So the very thing that you don't want us to do, you've just made us do, okay? And you go, well, you have no constraints? Well, you know, I'm sorry, we're kind of hardwired that way. And you throw this in front of us. It's like the You know, and Maria Bartiromo, I don't know, this thing all got hidden, but you know, you and I talked about the Alfred Smith dinner, you know, the Catholic dinner,
right.
You know, the Cardinal Dolan is there. And right behind the dais is Maria Bartiromo from Fox News. And she has this rather, you know, it was a nice outfit, but in the point of view of the camera, she was constantly on display and exposed. Uh-huh. And I got to tell you, I think more priests and more young boys went into a flashback, you know, pubescent moment in watching that. I mean, it's just like, you know, but you tried not to stare.
Well, right. And, you know, the ladies watching it, we were all watching in admiration as well. You know, we were all fangirling in that moment because, you know what? She looked absolutely amazing. And what is wrong with a woman looking amazing and looking, and how is a man appreciating a woman for looking like that? How is that wrong somehow? It's all about them trying to somehow, degenderize us and homogenize and androgenize America. So I guess men are supposed to be kind of like desensitized through shock therapy. They're going to force you to suffer, you know, I'm trying to keep it rated G here, Bill.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes. No, you're exactly. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we want to try to make it into something else, all in the name of, you know, acceptance and non-sexualization. Well, I'm sorry. What do you think we're going to do? You're going to totally rewire us? We got to go in and be, you know, you know, that's not the way we were constructed. And there are some positive things because, you know, women love their men being men as much as men love their women being women. And, one of the guys that I'm not sure if it was Doug Giles or not, said that, if you understand this, you will appreciate that, they're not necessarily pro burka here. They're proudly pro bikini and pro bacon is what they write. I love Clash Daily. Their perspective is really, you know, spot on. And, you know, they say things that you wish you would have said, you know.
Right. Well, tip to the party of science, okay? You can't procreate and have babies, okay, unless there's somebody with some bacon that's appreciating something that they're seeing on the other side, okay?
And amen. Amen and hallelujah. Okay, speaking of what? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Hey, you were preaching there. I was with you. I just had the amen and hallelujah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A sermon here on the weekly water cooler with AK. But hey, I live in San Diego, and I got to know that I got to believe that at least 9 out of 10 girls that I'm seeing in these thong bikinis walking around are doing it because of, you know, the bacon that might be watching and might be on the other end of that. Okay.
Yes.
But this, you know, your sexuality is fixed at birth, but now they're trying to alter gender. You know, which is really what's fixed at birth. You're right. Everything's upside down, baby.
Yeah, there it is. I'm telling you. Andrea Kay, I'm Bill Martinez Live. AK, thank you so much as always. We'll keep the people talking. We'll keep them informed every week here as we, come together for Cooler Talk time. Things that you're talking about, we break it down for you to give you a little bit more depth and of course, have a lot of fun because that's what it's all about. I mean, life without fun, then we're all socialists, Andrea Kay.
That's right.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Thank you so much for being with us. Bill Martinez, we are live.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, WHEY.com.